inside Stephanie's vault on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
I did not choose the way I am. I said I am what I am. Inside my vault, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Too much for me, that's fine for me. 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Wow. Are we sweating?
Sweating ain't even the word that's going on.
Breaking a sweat. High energy stuff from 1978 and 79 there. I started my vault off, Danny, with the Ain't That Enough for You, and it really is never enough here in the lounge.
No.
You never have enough.
Seriously.
And that was by John Davis and the Monster Orchestra. And he did another hit called Love Magic. Very, very instrumental during the 70s there. I Am What I Am, a great, great gay pride song. I'm going to send that out to Matt called.
He checked Matt.
In. Yeah, Matt from Malden. And he was over at Five Brothers getting some burgers.
Ooh,
and he called
delicious.
To check in and say that he was listening.
Mm.
So I promised him that one from my vault. And of course, I ended everything off with Sinner Man. We know many of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Guilty as charged.
And that was Sarah Dash. Now, Danny, Sarah Dash made up one-third of the group LaBelle, which did Lady Marmalade, and that consisted of Patti LaBelle, of course, Sarah Dash, who you just heard from,
mm-hmm.
Powerhouse vocals, and Nona Hendrix. So imagine, I don't think there's a girl group out there today.
I don't think so.
That has a voice like Patti LaBelle, Sarah Dash, that you just heard from, and Nona Hendrix. So great, great. And those are like just a couple of my favorite 12-inch hits of that particular
and that's what we do.
Years,
each so. And every week after 9 o'clock, we go into the vault, and we're going to go into the local report in about 10 minutes after 9:30.
Broke a sweat.
Yes, breaking a sweat. We're going to take a quick public service announcement, and as I mentioned, we got the local report. You don't want to miss that. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Alvin and the Chipmunks love to...
Who's hungry?
But even though you can't see or smell it, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
That's not good.
On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps.
We got this. This'll be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash your hands and surfaces often.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Separate. Keep raw meats, poultry, and seafood separate from ready-to-eat foods.
Watch and learn, my friends.
Cook. Make sure an adult uses a thermometer to cook meat, poultry, and seafood to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate promptly and pack your lunch with a freezer pack or ice.
Bingo! Dinner! She's a serve! Yay!
Keep your family safe and check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Woo-hoo! This is awesome!
Now back to more freeform music on 91.5 WMFO Medford and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
Loved you because I said This is Michael Bernier, and you're listening to The Lounge.
91.5.
WMFO.
Rock on! The Lounge.
Was a Jezebel, this Brixton queen, living a life like a backstreet dream, telling the lies when the truth was clear. I think she knew what I wanted to hear, spinning them around like a wheel on fire, walking on tightrope for love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at, there's no escaping me.
I just wanna I'm lying in the midnight hour, holding you just like a dream. Love is never what it seems. When you touch and you're holding me the way you do, girl, you make my dreams come true. You make my dreams come true. Every time your body's next to mine, something deep inside of me wants to love you endlessly. When you touch, girl, you don't know how it makes me feel.
Close, 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Oh, you
heard
you.
A great one from Wham, Everything She Wants. It was a nice little mix lounge style that we played there. Terrence Trent, Darby, sign.
Darby.
Oh, there we go. See, I was asking you, sign your name in Maxley Priest. I knew I was going to do that. I went a couple of shows without mispronouncing anything, so that's a good.
You're entitled.
Yep. I'm entitled Maxley Priest. I just want to get close.
I just want to get close to you and do all the things you want me to. Hey, we got a brand new listener.
Who do we got?
It would be the baby girl of Rick Reyes.
It's contagious.
Kathy Reyes. Blah, 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 blah. from Burlington, Massachusetts, is also checking in. So, yay! Kathy, she's our first timer.
So we get into the local report, and this is going to be a great show tomorrow night at the Cantab Lounge. It is going to be a great, great show. Right here, Melt is going to be performing tomorrow night, 8 p.m., 738 Mass Ave. A little bit of Melt playing in the background. This is them. They're going to be at the Cantab Lounge tomorrow night. It's going to be a great show. Go out and support some great local music in the area. Ooh, Stephanie, Steve Miller Band, Sunday night,
ooh,
7 o'clock.
I'm a joker. Girl, I love your you. Apples. Wanna shake your tree? No, your peaches. I wanna.
Lynn Memorial Auditorium. Steve Miller Band is coming there, and Boston Casting. You know, I've been in many films from Boston Casting. Thank you so much. 25 years, their 25th anniversary party. Happening Sunday night, 7 o'clock at Venue Nightclub in Boston. 21 plus cash bar. And this is not related, but it's with VH1. It has to do with music. Our very famed, you know, Martha Stewart, everyone knows about her. And Snoop Dogg, they're getting together. Did you hear about that?
I love Snoop Dogg.
Their potluck dinner party, it premieres Monday at 10 a.m.
And there's a couple of other famous people that are on that show with them as well that are going to be there.
Tons. Of celebrities, they're going to be on there. And the Boston Comedy Festival, Steve Sweeney, among others, Lenny Clark. It kicks off November 11th through the 19th. Tickets are available at bostoncomedyfest.com. And Danny, yours truly, is going to get some press passes and go to one of the shows and do some reporting.
But I won't get the call. Like, I didn't get the call the last time.
Of course. Patience is a virtue.
I'm going to put ants in your earphones one day or something. I don't know. I'm trying and plotting how I'm to get you back.
But that is what's going on in the city. And let me go to line one. Hey, you're live on the lounge. Hello.
Hi, just a quick thing. Sign your name, Terrence Brent Darby, Song of the Night.
There we go. Yeah.
Love it.
Is this Barbara Ann?
Yes, it is. And that was the Song of the Night.
All right, girl.
Love him. I love that whole, that was a great album. That whole album was great, Barbara.
I really like him. You forget about him. He's not someone you remember, but then when you hear it, you're like, wow, I like that song, and I really like him.
Mm-hmm.
He was so big at the time, and I think the thing that sealed his fate was, I believe it was it VH1? He was on a show where he did a talk interview, and he said, I'm going to be bigger than Prince.
Oh.
And then after that, it was like the kiss of death. You didn't hear from him anymore, but that whole album that was Wishing Well.
Hey, Barbara Ann, what's going on there in Palm Springs this weekend? You're going to be dancing your tush off, right?
It's Pride weekend.
Yay!
Lots of dancing, lots of sweating.
Barbara, did you dance during the vault? Were you dancing?
I was in my car singing as loud as I can, and the guy next to me was looking at me like I was a weirdo.
I get that all the time.
I love it. I love that I can listen to you all the way in Palm Springs through my radio, through the WFMO app.
That's so, right.
See that? There's no excuse not to listen to us. We've got people as far as Palm Springs, California,
that's
checking
true.
In.
WMFO.org or download the WMFO free app and you can listen like Barbara Ann in Palm Springs, California.
Where Pride Week will be
that's
happening.
Right. All right, girl. Thank you so much for checking in, Barbara
Ann.
I love
you, Babs.
Bye, Babs.
Guys. Have fun.
Thank you. Oh, always good to hear from her and your little sister partner in crime. The music is going to continue here. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Bye. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Somewhere out in the back of your mind, somewhere comes your real life and the life that you know. It seems like it was a creation of some of those same old things. It seemed to be the
myself.
WMFO, Medford, Boston. She will be at the TD Garden November 15th.
The White Witch.
Ah, can't wait. Also heard from Tony Terry, Lovey Dovey, and the Doobie Brothers. Long train running.
Going south for that one. Southern rock at its best.
A lot of doobies will be lit up in the TD Garden when Stevie Nicks is up on there. Hang on. We got about 10 minutes left.
For a contact buzz.
Hang on. We got 10 minutes left. We will say our goodbyes. This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. You can leave your hat on. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Woo, getting a little crazy, a little jiggy in the studio. Joe Cocker, the late, great Joe Cocker with You Can Leave Your Hat On, Danny.
Absolutely. And Detroit Emeralds, Feel the Need in Me. Ooh.
And I do every week.
Every week. Every week. So 10 o'clock comes real quick each and every week. Thank you so much for everyone listening. And by the way, it's not too late because today's National Sandwich Day. So it's not too late, and I'm going to go home and make my favorite sandwich, BLT, PB.
A sanguicho.
Though my favorite is
sandwich.
Mozzarella, prosciutto, and some pesto. Definitely going to do that. Also, it's National Men Make Dinner Day. That's right. The men have to make dinner right now. Clear the kitchen off.
You know, Rick Reyes is a great cook. Have you ever seen some of his posts with his beautiful food he puts out?
So good. Though this contradicts what today is also National Housewives Day. So the housewives, you know, they stay home.
It's not a housewife. It's called a domestic goddess or a domestic engineer.
I just read what's going on in the news. So it's created to make the day for a special one, a stay-at-home mom, a significant other. There we go. And, you know, kind of the men can make the significant other.
Can be the Mr. Moms, absolutely.
Mr. Moms, yeah. So there we go. I made a little twist on it to satisfy everyone.
Be politically correct.
Absolutely, because we love to satisfy everyone each and every week. I'd like to say thank you to our producer, Evan Myers. Thank you so much.
Evan, thank you, sweetheart.
And how do we close the show each and every week, Stephanie?
Like my mom says, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Brand new show.
God bless.
Next week. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Bye.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know. Time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock ticks life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on. Didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside. Didn't even know I tried. It all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me. I'm surprised it got so things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far.
Yeah.